Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Paul Welch, chairman of ACP Energy. ACPE is ticker there. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Good to see you. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's, you know, we haven't spoken for a while, but it's good to get you back on and on the London energy market. Very hot space at the moment. Tell us more about your new venture then, if you could, Paul.
So again, we formed, with my partners and I, we formed ACP Energy, which is a SPAC. We launched it on the main market about 2 weeks ago now. Prior to that, we spent about 2 years doing DD on opportunities kind of around the globe. Now we're to the point where we're ready to get something done. So we launched this back, and it's all systems go. So we're pretty excited to be back in the space.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what types of opportunities will ACP be targeting then?
So again, because it's a SPAC, you know, we had to be a little bit, you know, wide in what we can do. Couldn't be too specific. We will get specific now. But what I liked about setting up the SPAC was that it gave us this wide remit. So we can look at things in Africa. We look at things in Latin America. You know, we can look at, you know, anything from a development opportunity to, you know, to what we think we're focused on, which is these unloved assets. And, you know, as we were discussing in kind of the pre-discussion here, you know, there's been a lot of underinvestment in the sector over the last number of years. And so, you know, even though the oil price is high at the moment, there's a bunch of assets that we've come across that, you know, need some help, need some additional capital. And we're describing them as unloved. And those are the things we're focused on.
Yeah. Well, talk to us about timing, because, you know, how do you view asset prices at $90 per barrel? And it doesn't seem like it's coming down for a while.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think, you know, at $90 a barrel, you know, things would, people expect things to be quite pricey. But in reality, that's not the case. There hasn't been a lot of capital chasing opportunities in the sector, at least up until now. We haven't seen it. So, you know, asset prices are I would say, reasonable. We're also looking for assets in areas that have been, you know, neglected. So if you look at the investment over the last, you know, few years, it's been, you know, it's been down in places where people are really producing, you know, the mature basins, the basins that people are excited about. You know, we are going kind of off the beaten path, and we're looking for areas that haven't seen investment for the last 10 to 15 years, primarily due to either, you know, political issues associated, you know, with the country, or bad contract, and then areas where people are trying to reform this. So looking for, you know, kind of up and coming countries that have opportunities but have been neglected due to the two things I mentioned previously. So there are a lot of opportunities there, and there's not a lot of capital chasing them. So asset prices are very reasonable at this point. And the nice thing about that is that, you know, when you do pick up an asset, and again, we're focused on, you know, producing assets, the cash flow generated, you know, immediately when you pick something up that's producing is healthy, and it's much healthier now than it would be in a time when the oil prices, you know, are $40-$50 a barrel. So the high oil price is helpful in generating cash in the near term from a new asset before you even put, you know, additional capital into it. So it's a good time, we think, to be into this sector.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about size? What size of opportunities are you targeting?
So the way we describe it internally is we're looking between the twos, which is between $20 and $200 million. That's kind of the range that we've been focused on. We're looking, you know, kind of at the lower end of that range, between $50 and $75 million for our first transaction. You know, and that's something that's, you know, producing 3,000 to 5,000 barrels a day, has reserves between 10 and 25 million barrels. And again, these are assets that are either in production or near production. We're not focusing on, you know, any kind of exploration opportunities at the moment. But the focus for us is kind of driven by our attempt to, you know, RTO the asset once we pick it up, because the SPAC rules have changed. So if we want to relist on the main market, which is our intention, the value of the company has to exceed 30 million pounds. And so that's kind of driving, you know, what we're looking at. But we also see lots of opportunities there. So it's kind of a coincidental, and it works quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. And explain why investors should be excited about ACP over other listed energy plays, then, if you could, Paul.
Yeah, I think for us, people should be excited because we are one of the true pure growth opportunities as a SPAC. We don't have a producing assets. You know, we have capital in the SPAC, and that's it. So we are driven completely by growth. Other companies at the moment are focused, from what we can tell, on, you know, free cash flow, delivering, you know, cash to their shareholders, which is super important. But that growth element, it probably isn't there because they're doing those two things first. We're focused on, like, essentially all three. We're focused on growing, delivering value to our shareholders, delivering cash back to our shareholders. So we're slightly different. It's that growth element that gives us what I would describe as the beta for this stock. So that's what kind of separates us, we think, from other people in the space at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you haven't forgotten this part. If you could, Paul, give us three quick reasons why someone who's liking the sound of this should hit that follow button on your page and add ACP Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, I think it's three basic, simple things. Growth, firstly. You know, we're set up to grow this business by definition because it's SPAC, and we're quite hungry to do this. And we have a track record of delivering on acquisitions. Two is focus. You know, we've been working on this for 2 years. We screened, you know, hundreds of opportunities. And so now we're to the point where we're going to execute. So there's going to be a lot of activity in the space. And three is confidence. You know, we know what we want to do. We're cashed up to do it. And we think there's a lot of exciting things to be done in the next 12 months. So essentially watch this space. You know, I've never been more excited about an opportunity in this space in my career. And I appreciate you letting me tell your audience about it.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on. Paul, good to chat to you. Like I say, lots going on there, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.